morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi, Kiri. It's Rebecca Yapsley. Oh. I just missed a call from you guys.
Yeah, it was really weird. It just went silent. I'm like, oh, what's happened here? I'm just just to see how Minka's going today.
Yeah, she had a really difficult night. Wasn't looking happy. Wasn't sort of really interested and stuff. Was quite uncomfortable. But this morning, last night she had some water, but she wasn't really interested in food. This morning she's interested in water and food, and has been eating herself. I held stuff up to her initially to make it easy for her because she's having trouble kind of getting around. Still not looking happy, but she was definitely really hungry. Now she's sort of like seeking out food herself. That's good. But she's still really not happy. But she is at least showing interest in food and water and stuff. Moving around a bit. Still obviously having difficulty.
Have you given them meloxicam again this morning?
I did this morning, Brock did mention, I asked about that yesterday, because it seemed like, there's potential this pain and discomfort could continue for a while. She's obviously having trouble getting around with that hematoma there, and it's causing her pain. He said, just keep in mind that 12-hour window. So I didn't give it, because I'd given it to her at 12 o'clock yesterday when I spoke to you. I didn't give her any more in the evening. I waited until this morning and gave it to her then. So then this evening I'll give her some more.
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, I'm really happy to hear that she is actually eating and everything for you. The meloxicam will definitely help with pain, but also inflammation as well. That should hopefully help with the discomfort from the hematoma. If you're really, are you home at all today, or you're at work, or?
I'm working from home today. I'll work from home as long as necessary to be with her and monitor her.
If she deteriorates or you're really not happy this afternoon, give us another call. Hopefully within the next 24, 48 hours with the meloxicam on board, that will definitely help. And then she'll get back to her normal self then. But by all means, if you are concerned at all, give us a call, and we'll either get her in or I'll obviously have a chat with Dr. Vanessa in regards to what else that they would like to do. They have mentioned, Brock made a mention here, possibly admitting if she wasn't doing very well today, if she's eating, that is a good sign.
I think the anti-nausea stuff helped yesterday, so she could just obviously the car trip back because she gets car sick as well, but she could just rest then.
Has she had any more nausea since going home?
I haven't seen any so far. I did just have to duck out for an appointment. I've been paying attention while, I've sort of been around otherwise. And, I haven't noticed any so far. She's eating again right now, actually.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think there'll be opportunity to sort of see if there is anything like that. But, I haven't noticed anything. Yeah. It's more that she's still very much not looking happy, but she is, moving around and showing interest in things. So that's good.
Yeah, no, that is
like,
good.
Especially
if she hasn't had any nausea or anything.
Have
you got heat or your room's heated or whatever, especially with a rainy day like today?
We've had the air cons on heat. My partner's not very happy about it because he feels the heat, and I'm like, well, we're just going to have to be uncomfortable. That's how it is.
Certainly. I will make note of how Minka's going, but definitely don't hesitate to give us a call throughout the day if you are concerned with anything. And we are obviously here tomorrow, 9 to 1 tomorrow as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your help.
Not a problem. All the best. And give little Minka a little scratch for us.
Will do. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.